Hey everyone, welcome back to Unpromoted. Super excited about today's episode. We get a chance to interview Elizabeth Doherty as she talks through how her experience as an account executive helped her become a better SDR. So let's get right into it. Hey Elizabeth, how's it going?
Hey Brandon, it's good. How are you?
Not too bad. I wanted to thank you for coming on today. I know I gave you a little bit short notice, but happy we could make something happen.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
And for everybody who's listening, Elizabeth is on today. I thought we could have a pretty cool topic to talk about getting inside the brain of an AE and making your lead stronger that way. So I know, Elizabeth, you closed business for a little bit, ended up back in the SDR role. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I have a little bit of a roller coaster of a sales career, but here we are. I started my SDR career in May of 2018, and then I went to a new company and I worked as an SDR for a year, got promoted to an SMB rep, and then Corona happened and I got actually pushed back down to an SDR. And I was an SDR for about 6 months, and now I'm going back to being an SMB rep. So all exciting, all good. Learned a bunch of stuff in every kind of role I played. But yeah, that's my quick short story.
That's a really interesting story. So how did you end up in the sales development role?
So I'm going to be honest, I never chose the SDR life. I chose the sales life, not knowing that you would have to be like a hardcore, like, let me cold call. Like, I thought like that wasn't what an SDR was at first. But how I got into sales was I'm a super friendly person. I knew that I wanted to work with people every day. And I've always been told that I'd be a good salesperson. But something that really drove me to the sales path is that I get to drive my own destiny. And then I'm at the SDR role where you got to grind for the first couple of years of your career in order to make it to the cushy Zoom calls, stuff like that. But definitely worth it, but you got to stick it out. But, you know, as you become an SDR, you appreciate the cold calls a little bit more if they work. If they don't work that day, I don't know.
Yeah, cold calling is really tough. And it's really easy to take the rejection personally.
Yeah, that's something you can't do because everyone gets hung up on probably a couple times a day, I'm going to be honest.
That's a nice way to put it.
Yeah. We'll sugarcoat it a little bit. We don't want to scare everyone away. Being an SDR isn't horrible. It's rewarding in its own way.
It's a roller coaster. It has its ups and downs.
Of course.
So we'll dive in. I know I wanted to talk to you about this just to get a feel for, you know, your brain and how you think about it. What are some of the things that you learned in your time as an SMB rep that you took back into prospecting?
So the difference between being an SDR and an AE, this is the biggest thing for me, is that an AE really has to drive value. So an SDR, as an SDR, you're like, oh, I just want to get time. I just want 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Like, that's your main goal, which is a great goal. But as an AE, you have to be able to see, well, Brandon thinks that this will drive value. Like, this is important to Brandon's everyday job. So as an SDR now, who was once an AE, I try to find what would be important to that person. So not everyone's going to see every single piece of value in your products, but you have to find what's important to them and really drive that value so that you can have a wholesome conversation that could potentially get you to get them to convince the decision maker that there is value in your product.
So essentially finding the challenges they're facing and tying in how your product can solve that.
Yeah, make sure that it's important to them. Conversations are great and learning from them are great, but really trying to find the quality leads that are going to be able to see the importance of your product.
Okay. And so if you want to take that mindset, bring it back to the outbound prospecting world, like, what are some of the things that you need to think about when you're reaching out to people, when you're thinking about those deeper pipeline conversations that your AE's having.
Yeah, so why would this person care? How would it impact them? Why would they want to tell their boss that they want this product? That's going to cost them money. It's not just like, oh, I get to meet with Elizabeth. Great, like she's a cool person. You have to then be able to tell your boss, hey, I need X amount of dollars because this brings value to us. So my biggest thing would be finding why they care. I keep saying this, but you really have to find the value that they would have in your product. Otherwise, the sale isn't going to go any further. They'll meet with you. They'll say, cool, great product. And they'll say, see you later. So that's super important to think as an SDR, like, okay, this is important to that person.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think one of the things that brought me into a more successful approach was getting a feel for what my AE gives a shit about. Like, I can book a bunch of meetings for my account executive, but if none of those prospects are having any issues or challenges, then that's going to be, you know, a half hour of wasted time. And at the end of the day, your account executive is not going to be happy with you if their calendar is constantly filled with garbage.
Well, that's I actually hadn't even thought about that. The other thing that's super important is your AE relationship, because some AEs do want to talk and they do want to do discovery calls with people who don't necessarily have a say in the decision. And other AEs are like, well, I already know this about the company. I don't need to talk to a low level person in order to learn more. So definitely the AE SDR relationship is huge, and it will be huge in your success as an SDR as well as an AE, because you want your SDRs giving you the juicy leads that you want. And as an SDR, you want to understand what these juicy leads are for your AE.
We kind of touched on it a bit, but
why is it important for a sales development rep to understand both the prospecting side as well as what your account executive does?
Ultimately, as an SDR, you don't have control over if a deal closes or not. You can bring in the best conversations, the best people, and that's your job. Your job is to give the AEs what they need, what they're looking for, and just kind of make sure that you're doing your best. I mean, being an SDR is not easy. I can't go find the C-level every single day. I can't go bring in VPs of everything every single day. And so it's definitely like a give and take with your AE, and you just have to understand what will take that deal to the next level.
Yeah. And so, like you said, we both know you've closed business. You ended up back in an SDR role. So you know what it's like. Like, you've been down the full cycle. You came back to the beginning. How did that change your approach?
So I would definitely say I was more careful and thoughtful about who I was booking meetings with. Like you said, it's really easy to book these people who are just low level, out here to learn as much as they can, which is great. If you are new to an industry and you want to learn as much as you can, but I promise you, I don't promise you, don't quote me on that, but more likely than not, there we go, an intern at Oracle will not get you a closed deal. I could book him. It would be a cool conversation. But you have to find someone who is kind of knees deep in this thing, like who understands the product, who could introduce you to people, who could give you some intel into what they're doing. So I'm definitely more careful about who I book and what conversations I have with them. If it's a lower level person, I would love to talk to them and I would love to learn more about their situation and maybe pass that to my AE as the SDR. But I don't necessarily intro them to my AE because AEs are looking to close deals. So that's kind of how I take it. So if an intern wants to tell me about all of their systems, great, tell me it. I will have a conversation with you on LinkedIn, on the phone. I'll hop on a Zoom with you if you're giving me information, and I'll jot it all down and then I'll use it to prospect as someone who's higher. So that's that. That's what I do now that I was an AE and now I'm an SDR. Well, and now I'm going back to an AE.
That's exactly what I was thinking. We can have those conversations with those low-level individual contributors. At least my account executive trusts me to be able to have those low-level conversations and collect information so they can take it back up to a decision-making level. So
yep.
They're not worried.
And that's something that you as an SDR need to be responsible and you need to be equipped with, which will make you a better AE. If you know what questions to ask to get the information from them as an SDR, getting on a sales call will be so much easier for you because you already know what to ask. It's like practicing for like an intro call. If you're talking to these low-level people who are probably your age, if not younger, it's easy to have a conversation with them because they're not some VP. But then when you, down the line, if you ever become an AE, you'll be so used to having these conversations that you'll just ask the questions like it's another conversation, like you're asking someone what's up. Like, you know what I mean? So that's also very helpful in the development of an SDR becoming an AE.
Yeah, and the other part of having those conversations is when you get that VP on the line, when that person actually finally picks up, you've got information. Like, you're not going in on a pure cold call. You're not like, hey, I wonder if you care about this. You come in and you're like, hey, I spoke with 3-4 members of your team. This is the information that I got from your side. We've got a solution for it.
That'll also help you just to identify their pain, which is what would drive value. Like I keep saying, like, you have to find why they care. That will help you. If you go in and say, hey, 4 people from your team said that their day-to-day is really hard because you're missing X and our product fixes that, they're going to be way more willing to hear you out. It's identifying their pain and kind of letting them know, like, hey, this is how we're going to solve it. So sometimes those conversations with interns and lower-level people will get you the layup. They'll get your AE the layup. So they'll be worth it for an SDR's time. Because if I'm going to cold call someone and I'm not going to get any information or get hung up on or whatever, it's worth it to have a conversation with someone who at least works there. So don't be afraid to take those lower level calls by yourself. And they can be scary at first. Jot down your questions and write down the answers and type them in your system and send them to your AE so he knows or he or she knows as well.
Yeah, I've been an SDR for just over 2 years now, and bottom-up selling is something that I use pretty frequently, taking those initial conversations and bringing them up to director or VP level contacts, and there's never been a time where that conversation has gone badly. Now, it doesn't book all the time, but it opens up a relationship and gives you an opportunity to show that you've done research and you understand their problems, and you can keep up in that conversation.
Yeah, 1,000%. I totally agree with that. It also shows that you're trying to find out why. If someone went to my VP and said, hey, 4 members of your SDR team are underperforming because of this, I'm sure his ears would perk up and say, wait, why? Let me hear how you're going to fix this. So that's super important in identifying like why they care.
So what advice would you give a sales development rep that's looking to strengthen the quality of their discovery calls?
So I would just say, look for quality. Every SDR's program is set up differently. Some are, hey, how many meetings can you book in a week? And some are, how many opportunities can you create in a quarter? So if you're looking to be successful, the more quality you bring in over quantity will make you so much more successful as an AE-SDR relationship, which, like I said, is going to bring you to the top. If your AE is, you're hitting a home run with him or her, and you have a good relationship, he or she's going to help you, and they're going to intro you to people, and they're going to help you get layup meetings, which at the end of the day, who doesn't like a layup? Come on.
Man, if everybody would just respond to my first email and just book time in the calendar and bleed their pain out in paragraphs upon paragraphs, then...
Oh, if every C-level person answered my emails, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Yeah.
I'd be in the same tax bracket as Jeff Bezos, but I'm not. So here we are.
And I mean, to echo your point, you're spot on. At the end of the day, like, whether you're measured by meetings, discoveries, pipeline dollars, whatever the hell you're measured by, like, nothing yep. is going to make your case for promotions, for additional opportunities, like
revenue generating opportunities. Like if you are
continuously
sourcing high quality opportunities that your AE is closing, your AE looks good.
You're looking good.
No, 100%. I totally agree. And I think that that's something that being an SDR, it can be really hard because you can book meetings and have it be like, oh, this dude, like, this is it. Like, this is the guy that's going to buy. Like, you know what I mean? And unfortunately, not every call goes 100% because there's not always a need. There's not always a matching in time or budget or whatever. But just as an SDR, what kind of keeps you going is like, oh my goodness, this quarter, I created 3 opportunities. That brought the company, I don't know, it depends on what you're selling. But it brought the company money. I made the company money, and it's so rewarding to have that. And then you can build upon that and be like, well, if I can create opportunities for someone else, I can create opportunities for myself too. And that's going to make you super successful because even as an AE, I'm starting a new role in 3 weeks, and I'm thinking about, I have to still prospect. I still have to get my own meetings sometimes. I still have to outbound. It's not all, hey, SDR, give me meetings. And I still have to drive value. So you can't forget like these SDR times, hitting the phones, having conversations with low-level people so that, like I said again, as an AE, I'm going to go to the VP as well and say, hey, Steve told me that X, Y, and Z. You know what I mean? So you have to keep your SDR mentality throughout your whole sales career until you get to be like a manager or VP. But in order to be successful, you really do. You need to be able to prospect.
And there's no better time to get better at it. Once you leave the SDR world, mm-hmm. your time to prospect goes down significantly. And so get good at it while you have the chance to screw up and nobody is watching. And then when you actually have less time to do it and all eyes are on you, you're not as stressed out. You're not trying to figure it out.
No, because being an SDR is the foundation. So the foundation, you can't build a house without a foundation or it's going to crumble. But you need to understand how to prospect. You need to understand. And as an SDR, I would say another important, skill that it's important to have is learn the lingo of whoever you're selling or whatever you're selling. And I did that by, as a young SDR, I sat in on as many calls as I could with AEs who have been there, and they have a better acumen than I do of whatever you're selling. Because you want to be able to quickly say, hey, Brandon, you really like dogs. Let me talk about dogs to you. Let me not talk about cats. You know what I mean? Like, stupid example. But you got to find what's relevant to that person, and understanding your product and the acumen that the people you're selling to is super important, because then when you're an AE, you can just message them and be like, hey, this is super important to you. Let me just send 3 messages about the thing that's important to you, and I'll book it in 3 messages. But you learn that when you're an SDR. I can sit there as an SDR and play around for 5 hours and send this guy 35 messages about every single thing we do. But at the end of the day, as an AE, you have to have that mastered and be able to cut that down. Eat it up when you're an SDR. Yeah, definitely. But you have to eat it up when you're an SDR. You have to learn, and it stinks. And it's, being an SDR is tough. It's probably one of the hardest jobs there is out there. And it does get tiring, and people hanging up on you sucks. Being told no sucks. But at the end of the day, you're learning so that you can close $4 million of business in a year and make $500K. Like, you know what I mean? Like, salespeople, we're salespeople. We are all often after money. So just learn as you go, and don't take it for granted that people are willing to teach you and sit there and kind of tell you how to talk to prospects.
I think that's one thing I definitely wish I took advantage of earlier on when I was fresh mm-hmm. into the SDR world. When people offer you time, like, steal it. Like, just take it.
And I know you as an SDR, sometimes you feel like a burden on these AEs, but if someone says, hey, let's meet for 20 minutes, I'll show you what I'm doing for messaging, and they're a sales director, take every single second they're willing to give you, even if it's boring, even if it's, you already know it, I guarantee you will learn at least one thing from that conversation, and that one thing could change your whole entire outlook of prospecting.
Yeah.
I did the same thing. I kind of was a little bit of a know-it-all. And sometimes I would be, people would be like, oh, you want to meet for 15 minutes? And I'd be like, nah, I'm going to go eat lunch. Go talk to my friends. Do something else. But you really have to eat it up when you're in the moment.
Yeah, it's easy to overlook it. It's easy to get into your head like, I know what I'm doing, or I don't want to waste their time.
Yep.
Whatever the case may be, just, you know, whatever. Swallow your pride. Take the fucking meeting.
Totally.
If people have questions, if people want to connect with you, where can they get in touch? Did you want to plug anything? Are you doing anything?
Follow me on Instagram and like my pictures. No, I'm just kidding.
No, so you can quit doing sales and just be an Instagram influencer instead?
I think that's my next move. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. It's Elizabeth, ElisABeth, Doherty, DoHerty. You can connect with me there, and I'd be willing to chat whenever.
Nah, LinkedIn's fine. We'll leave it at LinkedIn. Go from there.
You sure you don't want them to follow me on Instagram?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Unpromoted. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And make sure to check out the show notes. See you next week.